How are we doing?
Good, how are you?
I'm doing better than the weather.
How things go today?
Good. It's a good start. got a long way to go. But there was a lot of good things that we saw today, and it was nice to get out there and start to put things together as a team for the first time, run around and see what it's going to look like this fall.
Can you talk about the quarterback competition and how real this competition between Orton and Simply is?
It's real. It's real. Today, both of them did good things. They both made some mistakes that we'll correct this afternoon, but both are very capable. They've done a great job of really kind of throwing themselves into the system, into the book. And, you know, they're doing everything they can every day, morning, noon, night, to try to get themselves ready to go. And I think they showed well for themselves today. Both of them did.
How long do you want that competition to linger on? Do you want it through training camp? I mean, is it something you want to...
Until it's clear, you know. I mean, as soon as it's clear that, you know, we know exactly who the right guy should be, then both of them are going to get plenty of reps and get evaluated equally. And, you know, once that's clear what direction we should go in, we'll make that decision and then we'll move forward.
Do you know the specifics that Chris hadn't really played in 2 years and Kyle started every game last year? Could you tell if you're just out there watching him throw today in minicamp?
Can you
tell the difference in the playing time?
Not really. Chris threw the ball well. He's totally healthy and throwing the ball well. He's strong. And Kyle threw the ball well too. So you really couldn't tell any effect from anything, you know, carrying over from the injury that Chris suffered a couple years ago.
Josh, this team's probably been through more off-season upheaval than any team in the league with the change of head coaches and the trade of Jay Cutler. Where do you sense this team is in terms of believing in you and embracing what you're trying to do?
Ready to go. I think they're ready to go. They were eager this morning. The meeting started at 8:30 and everybody was in the room at 8:25. And they went out there and they practiced hard. They're listening to every message we're sending them. They're all here in the off-season program, which is great. They're learning every day. They're spending extra time, you know, with their coaches. I think they're really embracing what we're going to try to do. And it's our job to continue to give it to them. And you know, we're working hand in hand with them. You know, we're going to push them as hard as we can push them, and we're going to get them to play the way we need to play to win. And I think that they're doing everything they can right now to go hand in hand with the coaching staff and everything that we've done here in the off season, and they're ready to move forward. And they had a good practice today.
What about you? What was this day like for you?
It's exciting. You know, I've been here for 90 some days, and you know, to get out on the field and actually run a practice with the offense and the defense and the special teams, and it was exciting. I've been waiting a long time for this. Something I've looked forward to, and you know, it was productive. It was a productive day.
How much different was it than anyone, you know, being offensive coordinator?
Well, I mean, you're kind of on top of everything. You have to be. And you're making sure that everything's running smoothly, and I think you're paying attention to more than you would be as an offensive coordinator. You know, we worked on the punt team today and really trying to make an emphasis and improving in that area, and I think I'm very interested to see how that's going to unfold and who's going to play on that team. And Coach Prefer did a great job today, and so just, you know, more aware of everything offensively, defensively, in the kicking game. I wasn't just down there with the offense today. But I have full faith and trust in the coaches that are on the offensive side, and they're doing a great job.
Rex Ryan was quoted as saying he wasn't sure where to stand for his first practice. Do you have a problem with that, or do you know where you're
standing? I was standing right by the quarterbacks most of the time with Coach McCoy, and you know, and working with the groups that I was working with. You have to plan ahead, though. I tell you, when you want to move away from them, you better know where you're going. So, you know, it's a little different. I can't say that it's not, but it was fun, and I look forward to the next one.
Even though this camp was mandatory, was everyone there? Was everyone present?
Everybody was here except somebody that was excused. One player was excused, but everybody else was here. Yeah, everybody was here.
Josh, is any of the holdover running backs that were injured able to go this week, or are they, you know, Rain and Hillis, are they still?
Hillis was out there. Hillis won today. The others are continuing to push forward with their rehabilitation, and as soon as they're as soon as they're ready to go, they'll be out there too. But Hillis was the only one today that, you know, that was here before that was out there.
What was your impression? I know he probably didn't do much, but what was your impression of
Peyton? Good shape. and did a lot of things good. He's a versatile player, so we're going to try to use him in a lot of different roles. And he carried the ball today. He blocked, you know, as much as you can block in when you're going against air. And caught the ball well. So he's going to do a lot of things. We really like his skill set and what he could do for us, and he showed that he can do that and be versatile for us today.
At this moment, these many caps, who are your starting linebackers?
That's a good question. There's a lot of guys competing for a lot of spots. And I would say right now that there are no clear-cut starters at linebacker. Again, most of them are learning. The biggest thing is they're learning a new system, you know, so nobody really knows exactly what to do on every call. So, for the first three or four that were in there, you know, that's the first time they're getting to do that. And then the next three or four, it's the first time they're getting to do that. So it's hard to say. What we did today was we rotated periods. You know, somebody started in the first period and somebody else started in the second period. So, you know, if we were to say right now, I would be wrong. You know, it's a competition everywhere, and linebacker is no different. And they're all knee-deep in learning it and trying hard to get better every day.
How nice is it to have football questions instead of personnel or off-the-field stuff?
Incredible. Awesome. It feels good. It's exciting. I mean, this is what we're here for. We're looking forward to improving every day here in the spring. Got a lot of practices that we're allowed to have, and we're going to take full advantage of every one of them and try to get our team to where we think we need to get it to by the end of June, so we can come to training camp and be ready to go.
Did the weather affect anything you guys were able to do just because of lack of space?
Well, you can't really punt the ball in that, you know, in the indoor facility. So, we couldn't really do much of that. But other than that, no. I mean, we threw the ball and we competed in a few 7-on-7 type drills, but that was it. Nothing really else changed, though.
Based mostly on film study, not really today, because I'm sure you didn't see much. But how confident are you that Moss and Doomer can backpedal and cover and do the things that the outside linebacker?
I'm confident that they're going to be able to do some of the things that we're going to want to do with them. The biggest thing is you try to do what your players can do, you know. And so if we go through the evaluation process in the spring and training camp, and we find out that one quarterback is better throwing this route, or then we're going to throw more of those routes. Same thing with those guys. You know, if they're better doing a certain thing in coverage, then we're going to try to do that more and maximize their ability and their effectiveness on the field. So we're going to try to get them to do everything we can get them to do. And that goes with every one of our players. And then evaluate what their strengths and weaknesses are and really play to the strengths.
You have two quarterbacks. I mean, is it safe to assume, without getting into the unsolicited advice you've been getting on the draft, but safe to assume you do want a quarterback out of this draft?
I mean, if there's a quarter, we've evaluated all the quarterbacks in the draft, and there's more than a handful that are pretty good players, and that would be able to fit in and play well in this league and for our team, and if it fit right, where we had to draft the player, then we would be interested in drafting a quarterback if that would help us, which it could. I've gone into off seasons and even into the season with two. At some point in New England, we went in with two. It's a little different, you don't want to go to training camp with two quarterbacks, certainly, but it's doable if that's what the situation is, but you certainly would love to have another third quarterback that could be competitive. That's the big thing is we're not just looking to bring players in here at positions just to fill a spot. If the guy can compete and actually have a chance to win a role on our team, then we're all for it.
Speaking of the draft, how important is it going to be for you guys to fortify that front seven, particularly the defensive line, where maybe you didn't do as much?
If we can get help there, that would be great. We do have we have a few players here that haven't been on the field much here. We drafted Carlton Powell last year in the fifth round, and he had an Achilles injury last year, so he's coming back. He's kind of like a rookie to us, and some other players that we brought in too. But if there's a good player up front in the front seven or two, then certainly we've evaluated all those players, and there's some good ones in this draft, and we're definitely interested in adding those kind of players on a roster.
What about that nose position? I said last time that there was going to be a competition. Is there? Mm-hmm. Was it rotating today?
Yeah, it's exactly right. We were rotating them in there, in and out. I mean, nobody's really going to get too many reps. We're going to just keep pushing people in there and making sure that they all know what to do. And that position was certainly no different today.
Did you put Marcus Thomas there?
Yep, he was there. Marvis Thomas was in there.
Would you, I mean, just in general, I mean, there's been a lot of speculation that the teams in the top 10 of the draft are open to moving up.
Uh-huh.
Would you agree with that, that there's not, without saying whether or not you're going to go there, but it's there, there's plenty of opportunities there for anybody who wants to move into the top 10?
I wouldn't say that personally, that people have called us and tried to move down or offer their selections to us and say, you know, we'd be interested in swapping or anything like that. I think that really all depends on the player that you're going up to get, if you're going to try to do that, you know. Or in their case, they may have the same concept. You know, if the player they're looking for is there, then they're going to take him. You know, if the player that they're not looking for, you know, happens to be sitting there and they want to go back and try to get somebody else, then maybe that's what they're going to try to do. But I really think all of those things pre-draft are kind of speculative, you know, and they don't really carry a lot of weight until you start getting phone calls on draft day and saying, hey, we're really interested in doing this, regardless of the player.
Has there been more conversation now that you have two first-round picks versus having
a conversation meaning
other teams?
No. Nope. No more or less. You know, we've been, you know, really, really getting ready for this mini camp and doing all of our due diligence on the draft. But I think that's what everybody else is doing at this time. It wouldn't surprise me if people were interested in those kind of moves that it kind of pick up here this coming week leading into the draft, and then for sure on the morning of the draft.
Last question, if we could.
Okay.
Did you do a mini camp this weekend to help make your decisions next weekend?
I think that's one of the things you want to try to do is if you can get the guys out here that you've seen on film, you know, put them out there on the field, let them, you know, learn your system and see how they respond to some of the things we're trying to do with them. That could certainly, you know, help in any capacity. You know, I mean, we want to know the players, we want to get to know them, and if that makes our decision easier or more difficult, you know, come draft day, then that's part of the process. But we really want to evaluate the guys we have on the team, and we have so many opportunities because we're a new staff that, you know, we wanted to take one of them certainly in April.
Thank you, Coach.
Got it. Thanks.